well, what do we want? What kind of benefit do we want? And my chapter is looking at employment insurance benefits. And usually that's a boring conversation. But for migrant workers, a couple years ago, 2001, we found out that workers were able to get parental benefits. And we thought that was an important tool because for decades, migrant workers were being paying into unemployment insurance without receiving any benefits. So Consuelo, who was a member of Justice for Migrant Workers, was the one who found this benefit. And we thought this was an important tool for a couple reasons. We would show up to farms, we would talk about this big picture, but workers were like, well, what are you actually going to do for us? So this was something concrete where we were able to get benefits for migrant workers. Number two, it was about having a conversation about, well, why aren't you allowed to get other benefits in our society? And number three, it's about trying to build strength and to push for more rights when it comes to EI benefits. And for us to start conceptualizing employment insurance, not just simply as something that Canadians should have, but people should be having overseas. So the idea about EI benefits was extremely important, of trying to build bridges and trying to increase standards for the farm workers. And the chapter I looked at, I was looking at the critique of both the legal strategies and the response by labor. And labor at that time had called for, because the workers were paying into the benefits, they shouldn't receive, and because there was a lot of obstacles for them to receive the benefits, they shouldn't have to pay anymore. And for many of us, this was very short-sighted, and it was reinforcing a historical role that labor played in trying to deny racialized immigrants equal access in our society. So I thought it was an important lesson for us to learn. One, for what we shouldn't be doing. Number two, for us to think about what type of legal strategies we put forward. And three, to try to understand this larger picture about the history of exclusion. So very much the conclusion I came up with, me, if we're going to be successful, it's not a very brilliant thing. It's just for us to know that if we're going to call for strategies that are going to be winnable, it's about based on inclusion, not exclusion. And very much what we saw in the United States right now is that we have a bunch of people who got elected calling for the exclusion based on fear. So it's about, I guess, just reinforcing what Dita said. How do we build multiracial organizing? How do we build alliances? How, I think what's important too, and there was a lot of challenges in getting the book published, how do we tell our stories? And for me, that's going to be important as we move forward. Many of us survived Reagan. We survived Brian Mulroney. We survived Mike Harris. We survived Rob Ford. And many of us are involved in organizing those strategies. And those stories haven't been told. So I think that going forward, it's about ensuring that those stories that all of us have, they're all equally important. Just because somebody has a PhD, just because somebody's a seasoned organizer, or more importantly, if you're a rank and file worker, or if you're somebody who's never had a chance to write before, those stories matter. And we have to ensure there's spaces for that to happen. That's how we build this counter-narrative, and that's how we're going to win. And we will win. Rob Ford's period of time, we won lots of different things, whether there was obstacles against us. So that's, I guess, in a nutshell what I really want to talk about. And just in conclusion that, you know, we did a big campaign recently around calling for the rights of migrant workers to have status. And similar to the chapter, it was saying that migrant workers have to have their voices told. This is why we did this campaign across Ontario and going from city to city to ensure that the voices of migrant workers were at the forefront. And we had the ability to talk and to share information with thousands of workers who didn't know about this campaign or didn't know about the larger struggles that were happening with migrant workers. So inclusion, telling our stories, learning from history, and fighting forward, I think is what I want to bring forward to us today. And that's it.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, I'm just checking the time, and we have the room at least till 6:30, if not maybe a little longer, because we did start a little bit late. So we've got time for questions, discussion, strategy, whatever people would like to bring up. And I'm going to sit down, and I don't know, people can raise questions and direct to the panel, and panelists can respond as they see fit. There's lots of food at the back too. Please help yourself.
Across Canada to do this, and the different kind of issues that are coming up regionally when you've been talking about these issues?
So we've done two together, and these has done a bunch of others, and we're going to do some more out west, I guess.
I'm very good.